We decree and declare, this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare, we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection over our lives, over your people's lives and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place right now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround take place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happen this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our coming and going. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money making money, creative ideas happen this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for this your people. We decree and declare the power or the pour out of blessing that we have yet room to receive. People of God, we're going to open the line. Let's bombard heaven, praying over in the Holy Ghost. Please mute your lines if you have any background noise, and please do not hold conversation during this sacred time.
Father God, I just thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence to pray for your people worldwide. Thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their tenacity and leading us spiritually in our spiritual walk, globalizing the prophetic and being a yes to ministry. I thank you, Jehovah Rapha, for the God who heals all on the prayer request list and those who aren't mentioned. Continue to keep the Mothers of Zoe Ministries and vessels of all Atlanta, Father God, and all the ministries worldwide. Thank you, Father God, for peeling off the layers that is not of you, healing the hearts of your people worldwide. Thank you for being an awesome God. We love you to life, Father God. Thank you for the covering of your angel that protects us daily. Thank you for the men in prison that you continually to cover them through your servants to teach them and so that their lives can be changed and restored and released from that system. Thank you, Father God, for favor in court situations and housing favor and real estate favor and business dealings. Thank you for new opportunities, mercy, and grace to follow us all the days of our lives. No weapon shall be formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper, and every tongue that rises against them shall not work, will fail. Thank you, Father God, for the marriages strengthening them. Thank you for right connections and their relationships. Thank you, Father God, for the first family, which is the Jordan. Continue to protect each and every one of them. Thank you for their legacy. Thank you for every left legacy that's represented on this call. Thank you for the hedge of protection for your children and their comings and goings and their travels to and from school. Thank you for continually to expose those human traffickers, Father God. Thank you for the entrepreneurs that's rising in the season. We give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God. And we just lift you up, Lord God. You said that if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto us, Lord God. And so we thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the increase. We thank you for the expansion. We thank you for the elevation that you're taking your people through, Lord God. And we thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. We thank you for leading us and guiding us in the direction we should go, Lord God. We thank you for creating the path before us, Lord God. We thank you for making the crooked path straight, Lord God. We thank you for the success, Lord God. We thank you for the growth and development that you're bringing forth to your people, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for real estate favor. We thank you for healing and restoration, Lord God. We thank you for your divine impartation of your spirit unto your people, Lord God. We thank you for the double portion, Lord God, the double blessing that you're bringing forth to the people, Lord God. We thank you for restoration for the things that are long overdue for your people, Lord God. We thank you for the new movement, Lord God. We thank you for even favorable transportation, Lord God, and new vehicles, Lord God, and scholarships and tuitions for the children and for those who desire to go back to school, Lord God. We thank you for increasing the faith and the hope, Lord God, and reinvigorating the dreams of the people that they just allow to sit dormant, Lord God. We thank you for your spirit that stirs up the gift, Lord God, and stirs up our excitement and energy for you, Lord God, for we are to be about our Father's business, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God, and we know that the husbands thank you, Father God, for a prudent wife comes from you, Lord God. We thank you for the wives, Lord God, who just look at their husbands and know that he loves them, Lord God. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you, Father God, just for your word that comes forth and brings life to your people, Lord God. We thank you for the lifting up, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for bringing down the strongholds, Lord God. We just thank you for the manifestation. We thank you, Father God, for the clearing, the clarity, Lord God. We thank you for the abundance, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the forgiveness, Lord God. And we thank you for the sweet sleep that you give your beloved, Lord God, the peace, Lord God. thank you for removing the restlessness, Lord God. We just thank you for all the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. And I thank you, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Is everyone on the line?
Yes. Prophetess Barbara is still here.
Okay, let's go to the next prophet. 2 minutes. Prophetess Nellie. Okay, we'll come back. Prophetess Barbara.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time that we are able to come before your throne of grace. And we thank you for this gift of grace, Father God. Thank you, God, for forgiving us of our sins and our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass even against us, Father God. Thank you for the perfecting of the prophetic that moves within us because you are in us, Father God. Thank you for all that are on this line, Father God, that we can all stand together as one, Father God, decreeing and declaring victory in the lives of ourselves as well as our families, Father God. Thank you for right relationship, Father God, with family, Father God. Help us that our families will be right, Father God, before we can even go out to witness even to other people, Father God. Thank you for everyone on the prayer list, Father God. Those who are mentioned, and God, those who have not even been mentioned, Father God, we're trusting you, Father God, for the sick, for the ill, for those who need operation, Father God, deliverance and healing, Father God. We break the break the lie in the back of cancer, Father God, and the lives that try to take our family and our friends, Father God, and we thank you for their healing, Father God. Thank you for right opportunities in life through our careers, Father God. Thank you, God, that we have the strength to go boldly because you've given us the strength to go boldly before the situations in our lives with courage, Father God, and a power, Father God. We thank you for spiritual teachings that elevate and grow us and mature us, Father God. And thank you for the word that lives within us, Father God, for you are that word, God. We continue to give your name all the glory and all the praise, Father God, and thank you for blessing our leaders, the elders and Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Jordan. Father God, we hold them up, Father God, as you hold us up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophetess Nellie. Prophetess Nellie. Okay. Prophetess W.E. Cruz.
Amen. And amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we just exalt you today, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord God, for being on high. We thank you, Lord God, for the provision that you continue to bless us with each and every day, provision in our food, provision in our health, provision in our relationships, provision in our employment. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that where we are is not our final destination, for there is more to come. So we thank you for the increase that is taking place right now. Lord, we thank you for the shift, the stretch, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even in uncomfortable situations, even in times of fear and unknown, Lord God, that you continue to be with us and expand us and bring us into more. We thank you for the victory that we have over all things, Lord God, challenging and unchallenging. We thank you, Lord God, that this is the season of the double, that we're getting ready to receive the double anointing, double favor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for clarity of mind and vision and direction that's taking place in this season, Lord God, with the expansion of what's going on with the ministry, expansion of what's going on with our personal lives. We thank you, Lord God, for the shift that is taking place in this season. And Lord God, we commit all things to you. May we be reminded, Lord God, that you are the center of all things and the center and in us, Lord God. So we thank you for the I am. We thank you for the power that comes forth through the prophetic and word that is taking over our lives, Lord God. And so in this season, in this hour, we cancel, we break anything that will cause us to bring, that would bring confusion, that will cause us to want to give up or stop, Lord God. And we pray that the angels would just continue to meet us each and every day, angels of protection, angels of safety, Lord God, angel of love. And we feel your presence in all things, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you, and glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Father God. And Father, we thank you for this space, Lord, this opportunity again to be with the prophets, Lord, to come together and start our day off right, Father. Lord, we march into this new day with a key to every door and with our glass runneth over. We claim our I am-ness in this season and move forth, moving the mighty hand of God. Lord, we thank you for this space. We are humbled by the power that you have given us for free will, Lord. We will use it to glorify your name. We will use it to honor you at every moment, to give you praise, Lord, cry out, testify, nominate, be nominated, mentor, be the mentee. Father, we thank you for the space, Lord, that you have created for us here to be the prophets of the earth, Lord, and the prophets of the universe, to globalize the prophetic under the righteous leadership of the Archbishop Evan R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, continue to bless their lives, continue to bless their families' lives, their sons' lives, their daughters' lives, their grandchildren's lives, Lord, the lives of all connected, the lives of those who serve the ministry, Father. We thank you for their lives, Lord, and their parents' lives, and their relatives, Lord. Continue to draw out, Lord, everything that is in us that would generate the give in us, Lord, so that as a receiver, Lord, we know how to use it wisely to continue to grow your ministry, the faith of you, the faith of Christianity, the faith of love. Lord, we thank you for that opportunity, Lord, and we thank you for our families, our wives, and my wife, Lord, I love her. Lord, thank you so much for her life and my children's lives, Lord, and all my family. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for joy even now. We thank you for peace, even those that are seeking peace even now, Father God. We thank you for hearing our prayers each and every day, Father God. Father God, forgive us for any sins that we may have committed, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for joy and understanding, Father God. Open our eyes so that we may be able to see what we need to see, and open our ears, Father, so we can hear your voice clearly. Father God, I want to thank you for family, every life here on the line. I want to thank you for my family. I want to thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. And thank you for understanding and clarity even now, Father God. Father God, allow healing, those that need your healing touch, Father God. Father God, thank you for showing us agape love, Father God. Father God, thank you for life. Thank you for joy. Thank you for right partnership. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
And so, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we give you thanks again and praise. Knowing, Father, unto you, Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. We thank you, Father, for your blood cleansing. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you, Father, for your favor that rests upon our lives. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you, Father, for the open heaven, Father, that you caused us to operate in. And we thank you, Father, for your anointing, Father, rest upon the lives of the people. Thank you for Archbishop Evan R. Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for unctionizing them, Father, with your anointing to the globalization of the prophetic. And Father, we thank you that you are meeting the supply in every need as our infinite source of supply, our Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Father, for being, Lord, Jehovah Nisi, your bloodstained banner over us. And we thank you for covering, Lord, every family members. We thank you for covering even those, my God, during the pregnancy, Father, that your angel continue to camp around about them and continue to strengthen them in every area of their bodies, Father. In the name of Jesus, and they're going up in the coming, we decree that your angels continue to take charge in every area, my God, causing 1,000 to fall outside and 10,000 at our right hand. But no, even though disease come nigh them, we thank you for the healing virtue that is flowing even now, that you're healing, my God, those who are oppressed. We're healing those who are sick and afflicted in body. Lord, we decree that they're healed, they're restored, and they're made whole. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for though you are making a way where there seems to be no way, because you make a way in the wilderness. My God, you bring rivers in the desert. And we thank you, Father, for Lord, those who are hungry and thirsty, and you are filling them even now. Be glorified in the midst of us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare. We thank you, then. Amen and amen.
Amen. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand, you drove out the nations and planned our ancestors and planted our ancestors. You crushed the people and you made the ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they went to the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand. Can you hear me?
Yes and yes.
Okay. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arms bring them victory. Father, we thank you for the victory is already won, God. We thank you, Father God, that you stand, Father God, as Jehovah Nisi God, God our banner, God. And we thank you, God, that there are more with us than against us, God. We thank you for the angelic host, God, that protects and covers us, God. We thank you for the blood, Father God, that continually protects us, God. We thank you for Psalms 91, God, and we thank you that you are our refuge, God. We thank you, Father God, that you pour out your spirit on all flesh, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're raising up mighty men and women, warriors, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that they're coming to the forefront, God. We thank you, Father God, that many are called, but few are chosen, God. We thank you, Father God, for the chosen generation, God, that you are putting before us right now, God, people on the line, God, those, Father God, that are heard of and unheard of, God, those that have been seen and unseen, God, we thank you for the favor of God. We thank you for the placement of God. We thank you that you're bringing people, Father God, out of the wilderness, God, and out of the crevice, God, and we thank you for this generation, God, that is standing up in courage, God, that is strong, God. We thank you, Father God, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you that the kingdom of God, Father God, will come in us as it is in heaven, God. We thank you, Father God, that you build us up, God, and build us in relationship, community, God. Ikadabo Shata, teach us how to love, God. Teach us how to become one, God. Teach us to know no man after the flesh, God. Ielobo Sikara, but God, open our eyes of understanding and give us, Father God, a new direction, Father God. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. I thank you for the body of Christ, God, because we become one, God. We thank you for sound wisdom, sound doctrine, God. We thank you, Father God, for improvements in relationships, God. We thank you for elevation, God. We thank you for wisdom, God, and we thank you for greater understanding, God. Now we thank you, God. We give you the praise, God. We pray for all of those that are on the prayer list, God. We pray, Father God, those that are being challenged in their bodies, those that are being challenged, Father God, mentally, emotionally, God, whatever the situation is, we thank you, Father God, that it is already done. They're already healed by your stripes, God. We pray, Father God, that they become whole. We pray, Father God, that they will maintain, God, and that they will take up their bed and be made that whole, God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the revelation that shall come, God. We thank you, Father God, for the daughters of Issachar, Iala Basika, and I thank you, God, that you're raising up Ikolobo Shata, Ikananeboshe, a new wisdom, God, Iala Basoko, and a greater authority, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're elevating, Father God, the house of God, Ialobo Shete. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the demonstration of God. We thank you, Father God, for the oneness, the symmetry, the balance, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're going to be equally yoked, God. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for the angelical host, the cherubims, God. We thank you for the seraphims, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're raising up an angelical host, God, an army, God, that you'll protect and stand at the gates of the door and at the church, God, at the house of your people, God. We thank you for the full armor of God. We thank you, Father God, for the sword of the Spirit. We thank you, Father God, that it is well, God, and it it is well with our soul, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us into a new dimension, Father God, that we're becoming one with the Father, God. And we thank you that we shall walk and have all your being and live and have all your being, God. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? He answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. I thank you, Lord God, that we run through troops and we leap over Rabasha and we leap over walls. I thank you, Lord, that you make our feet as hind feet and we climb over every circumstance, over every obstacle, over every trap, in every pitfall, every adversary. Lord God, we have victory in your blood. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you, Lord God, that by your word that is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, by your word that before one jot or tittle of your word fell, heaven and earth shall pass away. By your word, we pull down every altar that is not of you. We pull down generational curses. We pull down, Robo Korasha, every negative prayer prayed against us in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus prevail against every work of darkness, over every tailor-made curse. We rerouted back to the sender 100-fold return. We decree and declare that the works of darkness are dispelled in our lives. We decree and declare healing, health records cleared, clean bill of health for everyone on this call. Esha Kamboresha, every home, every family that's represented, blood pressure is canceled. Cancers and tumors are dissolved. Esha Laba, kidney stones are disintegrated and passing through the body without any interruption. We thank you, Lord God, that even urinary tract infections are cleared. We thank you, Lord, that migraines are healed by your blood. We thank you, Lord, that God, that even vision is improved to 20/20. We thank you, Lord, that inflammation in the joints, Esha Katombra, is removed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that weight loss, miraculous weight loss, Erabasha, is experienced by this your people. We thank you, Lord God, Erabasha, that fat cells are dissolved in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that debt cancellation, every harassing debtor is removed, is canceled, rebuked in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, fruit-bearing good works. Amen. Blessing the works of our hands. We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of prophecy telecast. We thank you for the anointing that's resting upon that broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you anoint every prophet, every singer, oh, Rashika, every musician. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer warriors and the prophets that's showing up. We thank you, Lord, that the floodgates of finances are coming forth in the name of Esha Karamosa. We thank you for strengthening our archbishop and pastor in the name of Jesus. We cover them by your word. We cover them by your blood. Divine hedge of protection and divine favor in the Raboshe Kambobosha. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for real estate favor. We thank you for the testimonies of the new automobiles. We thank you, Lord God, for the new leases. We thank you for the keys. I hear keys. I hear keys to mansions, keys, oh, Rasha, to new automobiles, keys to new offices for the business. We thank you, God, for favor and breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Every family that's represented, God, you are a God of family. You gave us family from the beginning of time, and family is of you. And we lift up every family, and we decree healing, restoration, and repair. Every rift, oh, every root of bitterness, every division, every divisive spirit in the families, we destroy it in the Rabokumbrasha. Every curse, eh, Rabokumbrasha. Restore the relationships, every daughter, every son to their mothers and their fathers. We speak healing and peace in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for victory. We thank you for peace. And we thank you for divine order in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen. Live conference call schedule. 9 a.m. Join a master prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets, Monday through Friday. And then you can join us right back here with Pastor Deborah Jordan for another electrifying midnight cry call. And the conference call number to call is 1-515-604-9266. That's 1-515-604-9266. And as this conference call continue to be a blessing to you and your family, you can text to give. Type donate at 646-672-0433. That's 646-672-0433. You can throw your tithe, your Thanksgiving seed, and your offering. Now, if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com.
Amen. Are you complete, Prophetess Olivia?
PastorDeborahJordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join
Amen.
The
Amen. You might be speaking on mute, or maybe your call dropped.
641-715-3631. The access code is 533-404-POUND.
Okay, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Tuesday and Fridays at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard
Amen.
Time.
Amen. We'll move forward.
We have the Book of the Month.
Amen. People
four.
Of God,
you can call.
On May 12, 2018, our very own leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah, is sponsoring the pre-Mother's Day luncheon on May 12th. 2018 from 12 noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday, amen, at the Rabble Hotel, amen, 8-08 in Queens, New York, amen. And the tickets are $60, amen. The theme is Women of Wisdom, amen. And we have our very own Pastor Prophetess Deborah hosting. Then we have our very own beloved Elder Prophetess Gloria Jean Kelly, amen, one of our class masters, and Elder Valina Bratton, amen, the wife of our Minister of Music, Elder David Bratton, amen, and a very special guest, amen, accompany the team, amen, and it promises to be an experience, a day to remember, amen. So we want you to not miss that event, and we want you to support our leading lady in this venture. Amen. We appreciate how God has raised her up, and the gift that she is keeps on giving, amen, even as she, amen, travels extensively with our very own Master Prophet, our Archbishop, Ibn R. Jordan, amen. She is, I don't know where she gets her energy, amen. She is the gift that keeps on giving, amen. Even leading this prayer call, amen. We just want to celebrate and bless her, amen, as she continues to move forward in the things of God, amen. And we want you to also text to give. Amen. Lay your gift upon the altar. Amen. Sow your seed of thanksgiving. Sow your seed. Amen. Your goodness and mercy seed. Your gift. Amen. Your turnaround seed. Amen. Let God know that you believe and know that He has answered your prayer. Do not hold on to your tithe in your coffer. It becomes an accursed thing to you. The tithe is God's portion. The 90 is your portion. But if you hold on to the 100%, the 90 becomes cursed. Amen. So release your seed upon the altar. Dial 888-831-0434. Sow your seed. Amen. Eliminate your need. Stop your bleed. Be delivered from greed so you can be freed, amen, from the curse of the law. Amen. Company of Prophets, thank you so much for your sacrifice, amen, of love, amen, your stand, amen. I just want to encourage all of the prophets, when you come onto the lineup, sometimes we have technical difficulties, amen. If you get bumped off the call, just come back on, amen. But once we count you in the lineup, amen, we count the minutes that you would be praying, amen. So it throws us off if you drop off the call, amen. So, amen, just come on and stand with us, amen, and we appreciate you, amen, for your efforts, amen. God bless you. This is our prayer. Have a wonderful Friday. See you on the next Midnight Cry. We will be expecting our fledglings, amen, to be on the call with us, amen. So, prophets, if you have any fledglings that have been inducted, amen, into the order, Friday night is fledgling night, amen. So we look for our fledglings to come on and stand with us in prayer. We must train up our young people, train them up in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. We have to teach them how to stand, how to pray, amen. You can't just let them become inducted and don't train them in prayer. They become a moving target of the enemy. Without that covering, without that skill of praying and engaging in warfare, our young people are going through severe attack, amen, in this hour, and we must train them in the art of prayer, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day.